USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sticker shock is soaring at the gas pump. Gas prices jumping another 4 cents. AAA now putting the national average at $4.56 a gallon. That's 16 cents higher than last week. This as the price of diesel remains $1.40 more than it was last year at $5.57 a gallon on average. And Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News high diesel prices affect everyone.
We hear this all the time from our truck drivers, whether they're doing the 18-wheelers, the big rigs, or they're doing delivery to grocery stores. The impact of fuel is driving up the cost of everything.
Twitter says it plans to complete its $44 billion deal with Elon Musk after a meeting Tuesday night with the Securities and Exchange Commission. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
North Korea is possibly launching a missile test around the time President Biden travels to South Korea. That's according to a U.S. official who says North Korea is preparing for a launch within the next few days. President Biden is scheduled to visit South Korea on Thursday. The official saying the launch site appears to be located near Pyongyang. CNN previously reported that U.S. military and intelligence agencies believe Pyongyang could also be getting ready for its first underground nuclear test in almost 5 years. Congressman Scott Franklin of Florida introduced legislation that would prevent abortion companies from trafficking in the remains of aborted children. The Prohibiting Abortion Industry's Lucrative Loopholes Act prohibits payments, redistributions, gifts, or compensation for fetal tissue by closing the valuable consideration loophole in a current law and punishing violators with fines or up to 10 years in prison. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Pennsylvania Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman wins the Democratic nomination for state Senate while recovering from a heart operation following a stroke. His wife, Giselle Fetterman, delivers the victory speech.
It's not just that John looks nothing like a politician and is deliriously handsome. It's because John doesn't act like one. At heart, he's still that hardworking, scrappy, small-town mayor. He wants to know the people he's serving. Feels a responsibility to each and every one of them.
A Chinese plane crash that killed 132 people may have been an intentional nosedive. The China Eastern Alliance flight crashed into a mountain in South China back in March, killing 123 passengers and 9 crew members. A report in the Wall Street Journal says a probe into the crash indicates that someone in the cockpit had put the Boeing 737 into a near-vertical nosedive. Records show the plane was cruising at 29,000 feet before it suddenly plummeted into the side of a mountain. The NBA is joining the fight to bring Brittney Griner back from Russia. Commissioner Adam Silver saying he's working with the WNBA commissioner to get the Phoenix Mercury player out of a Russian prison. Griner arrested in February after an airport security guard allegedly found marijuana in her luggage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.